You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting from our Allstate Showcase Studio South. I am in Springfield. I'm literally in the basement of our state's capital here. I'm only here for a couple of days as we head toward the budget deadline, and it doesn't seem like anything. Well, you know, I don't want to predict anything. I'll let you know how things, develop as the days go on. In studio on Michigan Avenue, in our Allstate Showcase studio, is comedian Paul Farvar, Esquire. Are you Esquiring?
No, you know, it's funny. You're the only one that introduces me like that, but I think I'm going to start asking for that intro from the hosts of the shows now.
I think it sounds good.
Just to freak people out.
It ramps it up a little bit. Anything can happen.
Is possible.
It sounds both elegant and dangerous. It
makes me feel like I'm better than everybody else, just for that moment.
Let's not go crazy.
Well, in a showroom of 12 people.
Amongst
the comics.
The stage should be enough to elevate you, sir.
That's true.
I'm jealous that you're in studio.
You
were telling me that this is an amazing band. We have studio for Music Monday. We have Local Motive, and they've just recently released their new single on May 12th. It's their new album entitled Grams. Here they are with Twig.
I know it's easier to float along and just float, whoa, whoa, with the current and be a twig, you dig. It goes to show simple things can be quite difficult. Like letting go, whoa, and living in the present can be impossible. Yeah, this may be your personal nightmare, but you don't know. You don't know how good exactly you got it. No, you don't know. No, you don't know. Others they are going through, and only you have the decision who you choose to be good to. Come on, let's go. Be that hope in someone else's world so we can grow, whoa, into something different. Love reborn in new form. Yeah, this may be your personal nightmare, but you don't know. You don't know how good exactly you got it. No, you don't know. No, you don't know. This may be your personal nightmare, but you don't know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Wow, that was amazing. That was Local Motive and their new single, the first track on their album, Grams. It's that was their song Twig, and that was remarkable. And by the way, I believe I heard some pretty incredible cowbell, if
you
I'm
did.
Not mistaken.
Yes, you know, for almost I don't know how long. Actually, the intros today, Mike revealed that one of my credits was comedian and djembe player,
right?
Up top. And you know, I did see. Actually, we all saw. I don't know who saw it first. Was it you, Bob? Bob saw the cowbell, mm-hmm. and I said, "Yep, I think now's the time to ease back into my music." And I did assist a little on cowbell.
Are the guys at the microphones? I know we have Mike, who is playing guitar and singing vocals. We have Brett on bass and Adam on drums. I want to find out what their take was on your musical skills this evening.
They know what's good for them. They know what to say.
Well, I'm really glad to be here, Patty. I'm glad you like the tune.
Oh, my God. That was amazing.
Yeah. I was singing from my toes, you know.
I felt that. That's what I thought. I was like, this guy sings from his toes.
Yeah.
All the way. Some people sing from their soul. You sing from your toes. And
yeah. It goes
impressive.
Right all the way up through the soul.
Well done, sir. So you must be Mike. Hi, Mike.
I'm Mike, yeah.
Pleasure to meet you, sir. And do we have Brett and Adam on mics as well?
Actually, these guys, I got some hired hands tonight, some really excellent Chicago musicians filling in on drums and bass tonight for a special in-studio thing.
It's because nobody else wanted to tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth, Mike. Nobody else wanted to stay up this late. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, they're all kind of wimps. That's true.
I say we call out Mike and Brett and Adam as wimps. I think that's perfectly fine. Yeah,
we're going to crank call them.
Wimps. Oh, yeah.
Like, you're asleep?
That's not a bad idea.
We don't do this. We don't do that.
I can do it.
Do you think they're listening right now?
They might be. I don't know.
If they are, I guess it's their own loss. Hi, guys.
Yeah,
you're up, but you're not here? Odd. Very odd. So who am I talking to?
My name is Alan. I play drums.
Hey, Alan on drums. Excellent job.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Who was on bass?
Alex.
Hey, Alan and Alex. Okay.
Yes. Yep.
Very good, guys. Alan, where are you from originally?
I'm from Des Plaines, northwest suburbs. I live in Avondale now.
Oh, and all right then. Do you feel like that was a lateral move or a vertical move?
It does take a little bit to get around, I must say.
I can imagine. Where did you go to high school?
I went to Elk Grove High School.
All right. And how long have you been playing the drums?
Oh, that was 10.
So was that a gift from somebody else, or was that something you really wanted?
Oh, my grandma gave me a pot and a stick one time, and that's kind of how it all started.
Yeah,
you went crazy.
Grams. It's all about grams.
Grams corrupting the youth.
Little did she know.
Yeah, I'll bet your parents were thrilled.
Yeah, luckily they encouraged the loud noises in the house.
Oh, and that's as they should. Mm. You know, just not in my house. I'm kidding. Hey, Alex, where are you from originally?
Peoria.
Oh, Peoria. All right. I'm not too far from here. I'm in Springfield. So I don't know. How far is Peoria? About?
Maybe an hour and a half from Springfield.
Oh, so it's not that close.
Let's get those two mixed up.
What, Peoria and Springfield?
Yeah.
Okay. I can see how that could never happen, actually.
They're both.
But it is the birthplace of Richard Pryor, Paul, so you should know that. Yes.
Well, that's why I get them confused. I get Richard Pryor. I know he's a legend. And then Abraham Lincoln. He's also a legend.
Yeah, okay, I can see the parallels there, yes.
I just need to come up with some sort of meme or something to remember.
A mnemonic.
Mnemonic
device. We'll help you.
I kind of want to see what meme he would come up with to make that.
I think I was thinking mnemonic.
No, it's all right. Mnemonic. No, I think
a meme would also work. I think.
I agree.
It would attract the youth at least. You know?
Yeah,
exactly.
A visual association, and it embeds it in the brain
right?
a little further.
Right. I could live my life on a whole motto of memes every single day. It's a new meme. Some people have a word of the day. I have a meme of the day.
I think people actually do that.
I know.
if it tickles your fancy.
Yeah, whatever it takes. Exactly. Yeah, whatever gets your gears going. Hey, Mike, where are you from originally?
I'm actually from Arlington Heights. I grew up by the racetrack.
Did you spend any time at the racetrack?
Yeah, when
my
I was
dad,
like six, just
yes.
blowing my allowance.
Oh yeah,
no,
me too.
I'm just kidding.
My dad used to take me to the racetrack.
Yeah, I would do like dollar bets and stuff when I was a little kid. But
minimum bet's actually $2. But go ahead.
Whatever. Maybe my memory's not so good. I don't know.
Just taking my money.
So yeah, I went to Buffalo Grove High School. I didn't know you went to Elk Grove.
Yeah,
you,
right down the street,
you dog.
Right
down
oh, look at this. We got some rivalry going in the studio. Fisticuffs. I sense fisticuffs coming.
Fisticuffs.
Do you guys have any shows coming up that people can catch you?
Yeah, I'm very excited that we're playing at the House of Blues.
What?
Yeah, Thursday, June 15th, we're doing a big free local showcase, bunch of awesome bands, and we're going to have a bunch of free tickets to hand out. So you got friends, send them our way. We'll put some tickets in their hand. We're going to have a party. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, it sounds great. Okay, so that's June 15th at the House of Blues.
Correct.
You can catch this amazing band that we are fortunate enough to have in our studio. It's Local Motive. And where can people find more of your music as well?
Well, we have an EP on, you know, all the digital distributors, like Spotify and iTunes. If you want to look for Superconductors, it's a 4-song EP we did and released in 2015. And then the full-length LP is coming out in mid-July, but you can get find the single Twig pretty much everywhere as well. I think we might even sneak another single out for the House of Blues show just to...
Nice.
I'm excited to share this music with everybody. So why not a B-side, huh?
Well, yeah. I'm excited to share some more of your music with our audience. Let's take a break here and another song. Sound good?
Yeah, great.
Cool.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
With Local Motive live in the Allstate Showcase studio. They're going to be at the House of Blues on June 15th. You can also find their album, Grams, online. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio South. I'm broadcasting from the basement of our state capitol in Springfield. Back home in the studio, we have comedian Paul Farvar Esquire, also the master of the cowbell.
Yeah, I did play some cowbell.
That's remarkable. We're very excited. Are you going to play again?
We'll see. I'm going to play it by ear. You know, if I feel it.
Well, let's see how it goes then. Fingers crossed on that. Also joining us in the studio, he's doing, I don't know where you, people always ask me when I sleep. I heard you this morning on Bill and Wendy's show, noted pet expert, as I recall Bill F's intro for you. Steve Dale joined us in studio. Got some big stories that he wants to talk about. Hey, how you doing, Steve?
I'm good. You know, though, I've never played the cowbell. I have played with cows.
There you go.
Different sound. It makes a different sound altogether. Different sound.
Different concept altogether.
I like cows. I've known many.
Apparently.
Tastes delicious.
Okay.
No.
We'll catch up with noted pet expert Steve Dale in just a moment, because in the studio, it is Music Monday in the Allstate Showcase Studio coming up on June 15th at the House of Blues. Local Motive will take the stage, but right now they're live in the Showcase Studio playing. Oh, I didn't write it down. What song are you guys playing? Yell it at me.
I'm playing a song called So Gone.
So Gone.
Here they are with So Gone.
Blaze, we used to sneak beer. back. Now that all is left of it is a small Korean laundromat. It used to be a video store, now it's just a vitamin shop. Building taller buildings to replace the smaller ones we've got. It's gone, oh, it's gone. Lord, it's gone, oh, it's gone. It's all gone, oh, it's gone. Lord, it's gone, oh, it's gone. Now it's gone, long, long gone.
Good. Wow. That's Locomotive with So Gone, and they'll be playing at the House of Blues on June 15th. You can go to locomotiveband.bandcamp.com and find their album there. Grams is available there for, you know what? I'm going to buy this right now. I'm just going to buy this. I'm sorry. So is anybody good there? It's so good.